nowadays, this day and age and era we are passing through, this scenario that's surrounded us, the title of this generation. This is the time for tawbah, for repentance. Alhamdulillah, where I see that people are turning to Allah. Allah Ta'ala has created such khawf in our hearts that we have recognized our Lord. And in our hearts we feel regret. Allah has opened the means, alhamdulillah, that easily a person, he can do tawbah for his sins in the presence of Allah. There are two types of death for a person. One is death with tawbah, repentance. All lifelong he can commit so many sins. If he has committed sins and he has played with shaitan and nafs and he's lived a life of negligence and ignorance, but before death, maybe hours before, maybe half an hour before, maybe to the point that he's seeing the angels, even up to that time, Allah Ta'ala's door of mercy and forgiveness remains open. And if a person does true tawbah to Allah, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala forgives that person and Allah Ta'ala destines paradise for him, for that person. So today, the time that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, He has pulled us together, reminded us that those people who are awake, who have understanding, in whose hearts there is even a particle of iman, faith they are in this fikr, in this worry, that Allah, we don't know when death is going to come, that this disease plague that's spread at the moment, a dangerous plague in the world, and we need to do tawbah and repent and turn to Allah with fear and sadness. A person, he turns to Allah and he does tawbah to Allah, repents to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, when he sees, because he is Rabb, he is our Lord, when he's not stern, and Allah hasn't said, isn't the time for tawbah now, and why didn't you do tawbah to me before, you didn't even think before, and you'd done this sin before, you'd carried out this action before. No, subhanallah, look at Allah's rahmah, how merciful he is. He's happy. Allah is happy. And he didn't say, did you do this sin, did you do that sin? Allah is happy that His servant is coming, returning to His Rabb, to His Lord. Allah says, come under my shelter. No mother can have mercy on a child the amount that Allah has mercy on His creation. So brothers, now we need to remember one fact, is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates the means for somebody, for tawbah, for repentance, today mashallah, people are doing tawbah with desire, with passion, maybe out of fear, and they accept their mistakes and their errors. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when these clouds will go far, the dark clouds, when they will disperse and the time will change, then remember this tawbah, remember this repentance, don't forget it as human beings. Because the human being, when he's in this dunya, the taste and the enjoyment of this dunya, when he sees it, then he turns away again, takes a U-turn. Then he forgets that his Rabb, what did he send to him as a reminder? So remember that today, if Allah Ta'ala has destined tawbah for you, for us, then the next step, which is the biggest step, is this, that a person should remain steadfast on his repentance. And then a person, he gets a great assistance. Don't end the tawbah, don't shun the tawbah. When Allah Ta'ala allows a person to be aware, and becomes aware, and he turns to Allah, and he believes in Allah, that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran,
Oh.
Allah says, O my servants, O my creation, those people who with the grace and mercy of Allah, with Allah's tawfiq, with Allah's mercy, with Allah's rahmah, who does tawbah and he accepts that I was on the path of wrong. I spent my time in negligence and ignorance and laziness, and with a heart, with a true heart, I call out. Allah Ta'ala then calls out, Subhanallah, he calls out, Rabbunallah, Subhanallah. That you are my Rabb, you are my Lord, you are the one who has reared me, you are my Malik, my Creator, you are my owner, and you are all powerful. With a true heart, sincere heart, if a person accepts this, in other words, via tawbah, he refreshes his iman, his belief. Because he had forgotten, he was deviated, he was drowned in sins. But subhanallah, with Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's mercy gave him an opportunity, and he awakened himself, and he realized and believed in his Rabb, in his Lord. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ Subhanallah. And after that, he steadfastly pursues the right way. Subhanallah, he stuck to that way, adhered to it. He became mustaqim, and he never forgot his promises. The time passed, khawf decreased, fear decreased, times changed. Then he went back towards the dunya. Then those same enjoyments, those same worldly items, those same places in the world, all those things come back in front of him. And then shaitan and nafs, the devil and the desires, make him deviate again. Then remember, this is the great challenge, the greatest test. O people who have repented, O people who have done tawbah, men and women who have done tawbah, this test and challenge comes to from Allah to insan, to the human being. Allah says, many people I've seen in my life that they come crying. Me, myself, I've seen many people coming, the crying, repenting, conditions change, their appearances change, and then after that, some days later, after some days or months, then the nafs and desires and shaitan take them back to their original position, and they are the biggest people in khasara, the losers. Because Allah's rahmah and mercy that came to you, you took it as a joke, and then you went back towards dunya. Allah is very kareem and gracious and merciful and rahim. He gives an opportunity again, then he allows them to come back to awaken again, then he makes them feel regret again, tawbah comes in their destiny again. Then remember, never reject and shun this ni'mah of tawbah. This is a great, great ni'mah of Allah that He has given to us. Doesn't matter how Allah Ta'ala gives you the ability to repent. After that, whatever action you commit in your life, then you need to do it correctly. And the test to come after that will be very severe. Subhanallah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ Allah Ta'ala says. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ With that heart that you have believed in Allah, that Allah is the Malik, that He is the Khaliq, He is the Creator, He is the Razik, gives the sustenance, and He is the one who brings us up, rears us, sustains us with all these promises. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ Allah says, steadfastly pursue this way. After this tawbah, repentance, whatever condition befalls you in life, whatever circumstances come in life, many paths of haram will open up, many paths of unlawful will open up for you. But remember, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ Stick to the right path, steadfastly pursue the right way, never forget this tawbah. Allahu Akbar. This is the message of today. When Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity to do tawbah once, then remember, be steadfast. Allah will test. Tests will come, challenges will come, ups and downs will come. That's why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned His special attribute, quality, this kalima. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Behold us, for those who say, our sustainer is Allah, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Then they're steadfast. Allah is our sustainer, who's brought us up, sustained us, given us everything. This is Allah's special, special sift, quality, that a person, when he deviates due to his stomach. Yeah, where will we eat from if I don't consume haram? How will my business progress if I don't put interest into it? If I don't lie, then how will my business flourish? And young children, where will they eat from? Oh, if my house expenses are not being met, because if I don't commit bribes or if I don't lie, then the house expenses, they will not be fulfilled. But Allah Ta'ala has mentioned His sift, that here the biggest test of your tawbah will start. Shaitan always makes us afraid with hunger and poverty And he gives us that feeling of fear. What will the dunya say? How much have you progressed? Oh, you're stood there with the iman. Your business doesn't flourish. It's not progressing. Everything evaporates like the wind. Allah Ta'ala has given you tawfiq to do tawbah. Repent. Allah made you his friend. Yes? So two things here Allah Ta'ala has mentioned with tawbah. One thing, that remember, when the test comes upon you, the challenge, never deviate, never come off the track. Allah Ta'ala says he guarantees your risk will come to you. Never go towards haram. Never adopt the haram way, the unlawful way. The stomach is the part of the body that deviates man so much. How much progression have we made? How much advancement? Well, look how many businesses have gone. And you, look at other people. They've got business, they've got trading, etc. And you're stuck. Though, stick to the right way. You've already said from your heart once, with the depth of your heart once, you've already accepted and repented that I've believed in my Rabb, my Lord. That's it. And the person who has tawbah, this is what he says, that I was off track, Allah, I've accepted, I've believed, I will do your ibadah, I'll ask from you alone, I will not consume haram, I will not speak lies, I will adopt the path of sharia. Qalu Rabbuna Allah. What does this mean? Qalu Rabbuna Allah. Allah is the Rabb. La ilaha illallah. The meaning of Rabbuna Allah is saying La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ya Allah, I've stated this kalima from my heart. No dramas now. La ilaha illallah. There's no one apart from Allah who I need to turn to. No one aside from Allah. Wahid Allah is the one. If I'm going to bow, submit to Allah. If I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask from Allah. Muhammad Rasulullah. And I'm going to pass my life in accordance to the Sharia and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I won't do any action which is not in line or is unproven by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah. The measurement gauge of my life will now be the Sharia and the Sunnah. I will not go towards any law of the world. Oh, he's saying that, she's saying that. No. First, my standard, my basis will be Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Did he give ijazah for this or not? Did he permit this or not? This tariqah, did he explain this to us or not? Did he allow us to do tijarat? Did he give us the permission to trade like this or not? That if you're doing partnership with someone, that is this the sunnah way of doing partnership? Is this the way to do business with people? To trade with people or with a person? Is this the way to get married or not? Is to go to a majlis, is the way or not? To accept an invitation, is this correct or not? Is this the base? What's the basis of our life? Qalu Rabbuna Allah. Which equals La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That you follow the orders of Allah via the form of the Sharia and the Sunnah. Is this according to that law or not? Now in this, doesn't matter how much detached you become from the dunya, but you'll become very close to Allah. You'll become very close to Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Stick to this path. And sticking to this, adhering to this, this is ibadah. This is reward. This is the reward. Tawbah isn't a massive achievement. The massive achievement is to believe in Allah is not a massive achievement. Saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, to recite it is not a massive achievement. The massive achievement is to stick to it, to adhere to it, to stay steadfast in it. It was after believing, after reciting, the test come from Allah. Because Allah wants that the more he sticks to this kalama, then his darajat Allah wants to elevate in Jannah, in paradise. So when a person does tawbah, he repents, then after that the tests resume. They start. Yes, they have begun after he does tawbah. So if a person then loses out, oh, I promised to Allah, Allah has forgotten me, more difficulties come, there's no food, no drink, everything's going upside down, it's flipping, it's flopping, it's going down, whatever I say I'm going to do, I can't do, everything is going in the opposite direction, shaitan injects negative thoughts and he takes into the negative way. But reality, what's not happening, that's a test, a challenge from Allah, he's checking. How much steadfastness has he got in his life? And how much is he willing to sacrifice in his life? Because he's recited the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Subhanallah. That how much will he do correctly even though he's going through turbulent times? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. When a person, and this life is for a few days, very few days indeed, very small challenges and tests, very small tests, that this life that looks so long for us, so many years, becomes a dream. If you close your eyes, how much dunya now, today, how many people have disappeared from our eyes? When you go from a city to another city, or from a town to another, in this country, when I go from one town, in other words, from Bolton to Manchester, if I travel, then I'll see various people who I knew, their faces not visible anymore. He's gone. He's passed away as well. That person's passed away as well. Yes, from one town to another town you go, like the wind, the people evaporate from the face of the earth. So it's not a lengthy life. It's not a lengthy test Allah has given to us. That when we say, Allah says, adhere to this just for a few days, we have to adhere to it. This test is just for a few days or a few years, and we've promised. Rabbunullah, Allah says, I will look after you. Don't worry. Stick to my deen. Allah says, don't worry, I'll keep on helping you. I'll give you chapatis and bread and food. I'll prepare for you. Just for a few days or a little amount of time, prove to me that you are solid. You are not one to shake. Just for a little while, Allah says, prove to me you're solid. The amal that you've started with the fear of Allah, after doing tawbah, you have surrounded yourself with the modesty. If you're a woman, you surround yourself with haya. And a man, you start to do good. Then the tests come, if people start throwing shoes at you, and the conditions become severe and hard. It's just a little amount of time. Allah says, I want to see, will you stick to this or not? Start crying, complaining, what's happened? I'm gone, I'm finished. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. Go away then, Allah says, go back. Because all the challenges of life, a person should be grateful. Allah, I'm grateful to you. Be grateful for what? Because you shouldn't be scared. Behind us, there's a promise. Allah says that you have given your heart to me. With your heart, you have recited my name. Allah is with you, Allah says. Why are you afraid and scared on this test, on this challenge, on this hurdle? This barrier, Allah will not leave you empty-handed. Allah says, this is life I'm teaching. Allah Ta'ala says, if you stick to the right path, the time will come. Allah says, that's if you stick to it the right way, you keep getting tested and you stick to it, then your time will come. Which time will come? Your end time, departing this world. You're departing this world. That's the most severest of times. That's why we're practicing in our lives for that time. Final seconds, if you're steadfast, firm, And you pursue the right way, subhanAllah, that time comes when you have to depart the world. Maybe you're at home in the hospital ward, and your ruh, your soul is about to leave your body. All your relatives are upset. Everyone's trying to keep you awake, alive. And slowly your soul is leaving. It's been extracted. You're about to leave the dunya. All the steps of leaving the world have initiated. This is called maut and death. You may have seen this. And when that time comes, this is such a person who had thumma istaqamu, who had repented. After repenting, he believed in Allah, he practiced La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he refreshed it, pressed the refresh button, he stuck to it, and he followed the principles of the deen in his life, and he listened to his Lord, and he stopped obeying his desires. Subhanallah. He stopped obeying his desires and he started to obey his Lord. And he kept on persevering through difficulties and barriers and boulders and hunger. Just a few days. Eventually that time came when he had to leave this world. Then what does Allah Ta'ala say? At that time when the whole world will leave you, it will be a severe time, the time of death, when the soul will be departing your body, very hard time. Great companions, when they heard death, the name death, they used to shake, and all night long they used to ask Allah for forgiveness about the coming of death, about the due to the time of death. Allah says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And if somebody is steadfastly pursuing the way, and after doing tawbah, he does repentance, he adheres to Allah's principles, Allah Ta'ala says that when you will leave this world, then your scene will be unique, your condition will be unique, and what will happen with you will be unique. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Subhanallah. Allah says that special select angels of mercy will descend. Allah says, upon them do angels often descend. The rain will come down, the angels will rain down, and you will open your eyes and see them, because this world will be disappearing from your eyes, and you will be looking at the hereafter world, which you had fear about, which you had concern about. That what will happen to me at death? How severe will be death? How severe will be the punishments? Because we had heard that when a person dies, then big angels come. And they come either in a bad way, and they beat him and they punish him, and severely and really abruptly they pull his ruh out of his body, which has been commentated in the hadith. When a person dies, then when he dies, there's so much difficulty for him and pain when he dies, just like through his body a thorn of nettles has been placed into his body, and if it's pulled, then every nettle and thorn, it cuts through the flesh. That's how severe is the pain at the time of death. So Allah Ta'ala says, تَتَنَزَلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. But the person who adopts istiqamah, steadfastness, and lives the life of test for a few days, then that person will have good news. The angels of mercy will descend at that time. In their hands will be the fragrance of paradise. The cloth of paradise, the attire of paradise be with those angels. Allah will say, Allah, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Fear not, grieve not, the angels will say. They'll say, don't be scared, don't be afraid, and all his fear will disappear. And they'll say, but receive the glad tiding of paradise. Allah, but they'll say, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And they'll be saying to him verbally, they'll be giving good news about paradise. Why do you fear? Fear not, grieve not, your Rabb is waiting for you. For you, palaces are ready. For you, wealth is waiting, comforts are waiting. Allah's prepared such luxuries for you in paradise. Great things are waiting for you. Allahu Akbar. Allati kuntum tu'adun. Subhanallah. Remember, this has been promised to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the Nabis, via the Prophets, via Wahi. Allah Ta'ala delivered this message to you. Be steadfast on this. That's it. In other words, what Allah Ta'ala says, that my Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he told you, instructed you, qala qala Rasul, the hadith that arrived to you, and all the promises that Allah said to you to repeat, that do this, don't shake off this deen, then today you are seeing the promises of Allah being fulfilled with your eyes. Subhanallah. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا تَخَافُوا أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't fear, don't grieve. Jannah's in front of you. وَأَبْشِرُوا. Good news for you. Glad tidings. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says that in the world you are my friend. In the world you are my friend. And here also Allah says in the world you are my associate. And in the life in the world you are my friend. And in the akhirah you are my friend. Subhanallah. So your friendship was solidified in the world when you had tests and challenges and you stood firm. Subhanallah. Allah says that you became my friend right at that time. Subhanallah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah says, you are my friend in this world and thereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala says that in the world you gave up your time and you listened to my orders. Allahu Akbar. You lived your life according to my orders. You took hold of the difficulties. You didn't follow your nafs. The nafs said, do this and look at this and enjoy this. The world is enjoying itself. What game are you playing? You're trapped. Come on, come on, come out. You should do this and that. But at that time you didn't listen to your nafs. Rather, who did you obey? Allah says, who did you obey? You obeyed your Rabb, that I will not follow my nafs, my desires. My Rabb said, don't do this. This is haram. This is a bad action. I don't accept this. I won't do this. So it stated that in the dunya you did this. You obeyed me and you fulfilled your friendship with me. Allah says, subhanallah. Allah says, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. Subhanallah says, we are your protecting friends in the life of the world and hereafter. There you will have all that your souls desire. Eat and drink what you want according to your desire. And there you will have all for which you pray in the world you followed Allah Ta'ala's desire. Allah says, now I let you free, loose, and hereafter Jannah is yours. Do what you want. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala said here, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَ مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَ مَا تَدْعُونَ. Whatever you ask for, wherever you go, whatever you need, whatever you want, everything is yours. Jannah will be open for you, unravel for you. Subhanallah. Why? نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Subhanallah. A gift of welcome from the one forgiving, merciful. Who's your host? You are now the guest of your Rabb. Allahu Akbar. نُزُلًا مِّن غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. Who is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمِ. Allah says, this is my sift, my great attribute, quality. Subhanallah. All the ni'mas will be given to you. Rewards. You are Allah's guest. You are Allah's guest. And the guests of Allah. Tell me, if somebody is Allah's guest, then what will he have? What great ni'mas Allah will give to him? What great rewards? They won't be minor, my friends. They won't be minor. So this ni'mah is for what? Why is Allah given this? Allah Ta'ala has put us into this world. Okay, even if we're afraid and listening to Allah, that's fine. Okay, we're doing tawbah due to a problem, a calamity, but we accept Allah, you are our Rabb, our Lord. Allah, we seek forgiveness, we forgot. And after that, we're going to do the more important second action after tawbah. So that this tawbah should not break, should not wilt. We need to carry this along with our for the rest of our life. Because I see in life people come happy, I want to do bayah. Please give me bayah. I want to do tawbah. Very good. Very good. That you are millions and times over better than us and me who do tawbah today. Yes. Yes. Allah Ta'ala has opened the doors of tawbah. The doors are open. They stay open. But Allah Ta'ala has given us the means. Allah has given the friends of Allah inviting, come do tawbah, come do tawbah, come do tawbah. Okay, that's good. But there are two types of people. One of those who don't even move. They're not affected. But those who, alhamdulillah, are coming and are doing tawbah at this moment in time with Allah. Great congratulations. Congratulations for those people. But the next step is even more important. The next thought is more important. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. After that, you have to stick to this. Yes, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Just now, because the time changes, the good time will come, inshallah. And then, when the good time will come, then don't sleep slowly, go to sleep. No, just like now, you're living your life after doing tawbah correctly. And that same way, stay steadfast for the rest of your life. Do dhikr in the same way. Pray salah in the same way. In the same way, save yourself from the sins. In the same way, do ibadah to Allah. Worship Allah. Yes, going up and down like a yo-yo, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like this. One day like this, next day like this. That the time comes, calamity, disaster, you start doing prostration and khatam and yaseen and Quran and you recite this and that so much. And the whole world is distributed. You recite this, you recite that, you pray this, you pray that. Ayat al-Kareema, this blessed verse. You're strengthening a connection with Allah. It's not for the dunya, for the world that you're tricking people. This is the straight path, Sirat al-Mustaqeem. There's such a great problem might come in your life. Illness, difficulty, distress, sorrow. Whatever condition befalls you, the first action, Raju ila Allah, turn to Allah. Allah, I've come. It's all due to me. It's my fault. So be grateful to Allah, Allah Ta'ala. I'm grateful you gave me a little bit of difficulty and you've pulled me towards you. Pulled me towards you so that when the good time comes after that, then if you stay on the bad path, no. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Allah says, stick to the path. Adhere to the path. Allah has told us what the rewards are. Stay upright. And when mawt will come, death will come, we need to be in the right condition. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability, the capability that we should do tawbah, repent. Then the second most important step is that stay steadfast on your tawbah. So all the rules Allah Ta'ala has prescribed. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ. Allah says, subhanAllah. فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Those people who do these actions, subhanAllah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. They are in the world, in the dunya and the akhirah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Such people, Allah Ta'ala says, we are your protecting friends in the life of the world and after. Those people who have done tawbah, repent, totally, they stick to that and adhere to that. Allah says, نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَا. They've become my friends immediately in the world and in the hereafter. They're my friends. And friend, he fulfills the friendship with the friend, with the other person. Just like you fulfill your promise, Allah says, I also will do the same. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَوْنَ. Just like the Prophet ﷺ told you, the promises that I made, then I will fulfill them as well. Because you stuck to your promise, Allah says, then I will stick to my promise. Now you've become my friend, I've become your friend. It's not necessary that, for example, Allah says that it's one way. No. Every person, man or woman who does tawbah, repents, adopts the path of istiqamah, steadfast, that person is the highest grade of wali Allah right now. His dua will be accepted. The sign of the wali isn't some physical sign that he floats in the air or his supernatural activities. No, the sign of the wali Allah, the waliya, female or male, that individual human being who has done tawbah to Allah once and sticks to it, Allah Ta'ala says, he's my friend, he's my wali, kutub abdal. I'm very close to him. The dua he does, I will listen to his dua. And whether the world accepts him as a wali or not, but his sign of wilayat, of my friendship is this, Allah says, that after doing tawbah, repenting, he has adopted the life of sharia and sunnah, and he hasn't wilted from that. How unfortunate are those people, men and women, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the tawfiq to do tawbah, but they're not steadfast on it. They don't stay on the track, my brothers. Life is short, stick to the path. If you have taken bayah, the hand of wali Allah 10, 15, 20 years is nothing. It's nothing. Never turn back to the old ways. Never take the U-turn. Don't break the promises. Stick to the promise that Allah Ta'ala made you stay. Won't consume haram. Won't do bad actions. Tests will come. Challenges will come. Don't run after too much becoming rich and wealthy. Don't fall into people's traps. Don't compete with people. No. Whichever condition Allah Ta'ala has kept you in, live your life and practice with istiqamah. Allah Ta'ala's promise. Rabbun Allah. I am your Rabb. I will deliver food to you. If the chicken doesn't come, then the aubergine will definitely come. Subhanallah. The aubergine. If halwa doesn't come, then the sugar will come. Little bit of the treacle will come and put the sugar on it and eat it. That's it. If the mutton meat doesn't come, no worries, alhamdulillah. Then the spinach will come for you to eat. No problem. If today you eat spinach instead of mutton, instead of chicken, today you eat dal, lentils, then tomorrow when the time of death comes and after that will happen, Allahu Akbar, then you will be the guest of Allah, your Rabb, Lord, and the guest of your Lord. And you'll be told in this Jannah now, you own the whole of this place. Do what you want, go where you want, and eat what you want. This is my promise, Allah says. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability. Ameen. May Allah Ta'ala, He's given us an opportunity. We should stay steadfast on this. Adopt steadfastness, istiqamah, and difficulties, stresses, and sorrows come, ups and downs, no problem. Whoever hasn't done tawbah, come forward, do tawbah, repent. Mawt is to come. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina al-mursaleen. شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي الصادق وحافظ المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا هزلنا وشتنا خطوانا ودنا كل صالح اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسرت وما أعلنت وما أسرت أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر ولا إله إلا أنت اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسرت وما أعلنت وما أسرت وأنت أعلم وأنت المقدم ولا إله إلا أنت اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام ومنك يا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك اے میرے مولا تیرا فضل ہے تیرا کرم ہے یا اللہ یہ تیری نعمت ہے یہ تیرا احسان عظیم ہے میرے مولا تو نے اپنا پیارا پاک نام جو تو نے خود اپنے لیے منتخب فرمایا جو تو نے خود پسند فرمایا جو اپنا پیارا نام تو نے خود رکھا یا اللہ اس پیارے نام کو تو نے اتارنے کے لیے خاص اپنے آخری کلام پیدا فرمایا اس کلام میں تو نے اپنے نام کو اتارا اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و خاص سے اپنے فضل و خاص سے اس پیارے نام کے میں نے مولا اپنے مخلوق میں اپنے پیاروں کو تم نے سکھایا یا اللہ اس پیارے نام کو تم نے اپنے معرفت و علوم کے خزانوں میں میرے مولا اس کو رکھا یا کریم وہ پیارا نام تم نے لینے کی ہمیں توفیق دی فرمائی ہمارے جسم ناپاک ہیں ہماری آنکھیں ناپاک ہیں ہمارے ہاتھ ناپاک ہیں ہماری زبانیں ناپاک ہیں ہمارے وجود ناپاک ہیں بس ایک ہی چیز ہے میرے مولا تیرے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے سینے کے اندر ہمارے قلب میں میرے مولا لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کی ایک روشنی موجود ہے جو تیرے فضل و کرم سے قائم ہے اس کی برکت سے میرے مولا اسی کی برکت سے تو نام ہے اپنا نام لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائی یا اللہ ہم ناپاکوں کو ہم گناہ گاروں کو ہم سیاہ کاروں کو اس پیارے نام سے پاک اور صاف کر دے یا اللہ پاک اور شفاف کر دے ہمارے تمام وجود کو دھو ڈال میرے مولا اس نام کے نور سے میرے مولا ہمارے رگ رگ سے تمام گناہوں کو نکال دے میرے مولا یا اللہ اس سے ہمارے اتنی صفائی کر دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں میں ہمارے میں مغرب اور مشرق کا فاصلہ ہو جائے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے وجود کو ہمارے قلوب کو ہمارے ایک ایک چیز کو جسم کو دھو ڈال اللہ ہم جلنا پھر قلبی نور و سمعی نور وخلفي نور وإمامي نور وتحتي نور وأزمني نور الله دمي نور وسمي نور بصري نور شعري نور ووصلي نور يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين في لساني نور في لساني نور وجلني نور يا كريم ہمارا ایک ایک بال میرے مولا اس نام کی برکت سے نورا نور کر دے یا اللہ نور سے ہمارے دلوں کو روشن فرما دے یا اللہ یہ کوئی کم احسان ہے تیرا یہ کم انعام ہے تیرا میرے مولا کتنی بڑی دولت عطا فرمائی کہ ایک گھنٹہ پورا تم نے اپنے پیارے نام کی ورد کرنے کے ہمیں توفیق نصیب فرمائی. ہم بھی پھر بھی ناشکر کریں تو میرے مولا کتنے بڑے ناشکر ہیں جو تیری شکر کر تیری اس نعمت کا ہم شکر بھی ادا کر سکے. میرے مولا اس کا شکر ایک ہی ہے میرے مولا, جو پیارا نام تم نے ہمیں عطا فرمایا, اور جس کا یہ پیارا نام ہے, جس کا یہ پیارا نام ہے جو اللہ کہلاتا ہے, ہمارا رب اللہ ہے جو آسمان پر ہے, وہ پاک ہے, وہ اس نام سے سب کو پاک کر دیتا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ وہ پاکوں کو پسند فرماتا ہے. اے میرے مولا ہماری خطاؤں کو, ہمارے گناہوں کو پاک کر دے, میرے سے پاک کر دے. یا اللہ گناہوں سے پاک کر دے ہمارے وجود کو. یا رحم الرحیمین یا رحم الرحیمین, گناہوں کے بوجھ ہمارے اٹھائے ہوئے میرے مولا اس قدر ہمارے وجودوں پہ, ہمارے ضمیر پہ اس بوجھ کو میرے مولا بوجھ پڑ رہا ہے گناہوں کا, تو اپنے فضل کرم سے اس نام سے ہماری اس برکت سے اس گناہوں کو پاک, اس گناہوں سے پاک اور صاف فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ اتنا ہلکا فرما دے, اتنا ہلکا کر دے کہ ہم بھاگتے ہوئے جنت کے اندر چلے جائیں میرے مولا. اتنا ہلکا کر دے کہ کوئی بوجھ بھی ہمارے اوپر نہ ہو. یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم, جیسے آج تم نام لینے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے, اس نام کی برکت سے میرے مولا ہمیں شکر کرنے والا, ذکر کرنے والا, تجھ سے ڈرنے والا, تجھ سے عاجزی کرنے والا. یا اللہ تجھ سے عاجزی کرنے والا, تجھ سے عاجزی کرنے والا, تجھ سے گریہ کرنے والا, تیری طرف رجوع کرنے والا ہمیں ایسا بندہ بنا دے. تنہائی میں رونے والا ہمیں ایسا بندہ بنا دے اور ایسی بندی بنا دے. اے میرے مولا اس رات کی دعاؤں کو تو قبول فرما. یا اللہ اس رات کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اے میرے مولا ہمارے جو بیمار ہیں میرے مولا, جو ہسپتالوں کے اندر ہیں, جو گھروں کے اندر ہیں, جن کے میرے مولا علاجوں کا بالکل لاجواب ہو گئے ہیں, جو ان کو لاجواب کر دی ہے, ممزالی کر اللہ حبی عزیز. میرے مولا زندگی تیرے اختیار میں ہے, موت تیرے اختیار میں ہے, صحت تیرے اختیار میں ہے, بیماری تیرے اختیار میں ہے. تو قادر مطلق ہے, تو مالک ہے. کون کسی کیا مجال جو خود پیدا ہو جائے, تو کون کہتا ہے تو سب کچھ ہو جاتا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ایسے بیماروں کو بھی شفا فرما دے, ان کو بستروں سے کھڑا کر دے, اور ان کو ایمان والی یقین والی ایسی زندگی عطا فرما کہ جو تیری فرمانبرداری میں باقی زندگی گزارے میرے مولا. ہر بیمار کو میرے مولا ایسی شفا کلی عطا فرما کہ جب اس بیماری سے نکلے تو تیرا خاص بندہ اور بندی بنا ہو, تیرا عاجز بندہ ہو, تیرے طرف جھکنے والا ہو, تجھ سے سجدہ کرنے والا ہو, تجھ سے مانگنے والا ہو, غور گناہوں سے ایسا بھاگنے والا ہو کہ جیسے شیر کو دیکھ کے انسان بھاگتا ہے میرے مولا. گناہوں سے اس کو ایسی نفرت ہو جائے جیسے کہ گند چیز سے انسان کو نفرت ہوتی ہے, اور ایمان اس کے دل میں وجود میں رچ بچ جائے, اور اس کے لیے تیرا ایمان اور تیرا کلمہ محبوب ترین چیز بن جائے. اے میرے مولا, اے میرے مولا, کیسی دعائیں تو ہماری زبان سے کہلاتا ہے میرے مولا, کیسی پیاری پیاری باتیں تو ہماری زبان سے کہلاتا ہے میرے مولا. ان تمام باتوں کو تو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ قبول فرما لے. ان باتوں کے طفیل سے جنت میں درجات بلند فرما دے, اعلیٰ درجات جنت میں عطا فرما. ہمیں قرب رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم عطا فرما میرے مولا. تیرے لیے کوئی چیز مشکل نہیں میرے مولا. ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. یا اللہ انہوں نے ہمارے جس طرح پرورش کی, جس طرح محبت سے ہمیں پالا, ان کو بخش دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ جب ہم اس دنیا سے جائیں, ہماری اولادیں بھی ہمارے لیے ہماری عزت کا جاریہ بن جائیں, اور رو رو کر ہمارے لیے ہماری بخشش کی دعائیں کہیں, رو رو کر ہمارے لیے قرآن پڑھیں, رو رو کے ہمارے لیے صدقات دیں. اے میرے مولا مالوی اور روحانی دونوں اولادوں کے ساتھ ہماری محبت کو مضبوط فرما دے. دونوں اولادیں ہمیں یاد کریں میرے مولا اس دنیا سے جانے کے بعد. آج تو مجھے حضرت صاحب کی یاد نے بہت لڑایا, آج مجھے حضرت صاحب بہت یاد آئے, بے انتہا یاد آئے, سبحان اللہ, سو اتنا یاد آئے مجھے کہ میں بہت رویا حضرت صاحب کو یاد کر کے. یا اللہ سب کو ایسی محبتیں نصیب فرما دے میرے مولا. یہ سچی محبتیں ایسی ہیں کہ سبحان اللہ, ایسی محبتیں ہیں کہ نہ زندگی میں ختم ہوتی ہیں, نہ موت میں ختم ہوتی ہیں, نہ حشر میں ختم ہوگی, نہ قبر میں ختم ہوگی. ارے مولا ایسے اپنے پیاروں کی محبتیں ہمارے دل میں ڈال دے. یا کریم یا کریم, اے شعبان کی جاتی راتوں کے اندر میرے مولا, یہ گزرتی راتیں ہیں میرے مولا, اگلے سال ہمیں نصیب نہ ہوں, ان راتوں کو ہمارے ذکر سے چمکا دے, ہمارے آنکھوں سے اس کو روشن فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمارے گرتے ہیں آنسوں سے ان کو روشن فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں گناہوں پہ رونا دلا دے. اتنے سخت دل ہو گئے میرے مولا, تیری نافرمانی میں ہمیں رونا بھی نہیں آتا میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں گناہوں پہ رونا فرما دلا دے. یا اللہ ہمیں گناہوں پہ رونا دلا دے. یا کریم گناہوں پہ رونا دلا دے. یا اللہ ایک آنسو ہمارے زبان سے خوف کا نکال دے. ہماری آنکھوں سے خوف کا آنسو نکلا ہوا میرے مولا تیرے جہنم کو ٹھنڈا کر دے گا. اگر آنسو بھی نہ نکلے تو صرف آنکھوں کو بھگا کر دے اسے میرے مولا، یہ بھی بہت کافی ہمارے لیے. ہمارے قلوب کو نرم کر دے اللہ، ذکر سے ہمارے قلوب کو نرم کر دے. اے میرا مولا اپنے فضل خاص سے تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو فرما. پھر نبی رحم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی برکت سے ان کی، یا اللہ ان کے حق سے تیرے پاس موجود ہے میرے اللہ، اس حق سے جو آپ کے پاس ان کا حق موجود ہے میرے مولا، ان کے صدقے سے، ان کی برکت سے، ان کے طفیل سے میرے مولا، تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. اور پھر مزید ہمیں بار بار ذکر نصیب فرما. پھر ہاتھ اٹھانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. پھر تجھ سے مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. وآخر دعوانا الحمد للہ رب العالمین، وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور عرشه زينة فرشه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين.